Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and what a great, great show this is going to be. Of course, I don't know where my guest is yet, but that's what this show is about, Reality Spirituality. While we're waiting for my guest psychic Claire Louise Hay to call in, I want to share with my new listeners just a little bit about the show. I've got so many new listeners from all over the world, and I really, really am grateful for everyone that is finding the show. Please spread the word to your friends and even the people that you find annoying. Reality Spirituality is a show about everyday life and finding spirituality in the most mundane circumstances. I use the word mundane not literally, because what I found is that this, you know, my favorite quote is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And this life, this journey is all about the moments in every day, not waiting for something to happen, waiting for something to manifest, It's about right now, me and you, all day, every moment. And it's interesting because I was having a conversation with my son, and of course he's a lot younger than I am, and we were talking about getting excited over what? Something, a goal that we're achieving, or something in the future. How about getting excited over everything? How about really appreciating every single breath in and breath out? This show, what I like to do is simplify it all, break everything down to its least common denominator, and simplify this life. So we can not struggle. We weren't made to struggle. We weren't supposed to try hard. We're not supposed to be, not try hard, working hard, working at something, but allowing, surrendering, relaxing, letting everything come to us. But when we, Jesus! Letting everything come to us requires that we, every single one of us, allow it all, allow everything to come to us, allow it without resisting, without labeling, without judging that something's wrong, that there's something that should be happening when it's not. It is a perfect, this life is a perfect unfolding, just like a rose blooms, just like a child when they grow up, you know, a baby is being born, then you watch. I mean, have you ever watched? Let me just back up just a little bit. When my son was born, we used to take videos of him every 3 weeks. Every 3 weeks, we would take maybe a 3-minute video of his little face. And every 3 weeks there was a change. Every 3 weeks he looked different. Every 3 weeks there was something new. And that's what this life is about. This life is about every single day, not the future, not the past, but what's going on right now. I'm going to go right to our callers. We have a caller, area code 846. We have a lot of people in the queue. Thank you for holding on. 847, I should say. What is your first name? And welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. Oh, hi, Jill. How are you doing, Jill?
I'm good. How are you? It's beautiful
good.
Out here in Illinois today.
It is. It's a beautiful day everywhere, right?
Yes.
So what's going on with you, Jill?
Do you see me having to move or choosing to move or something else?
Okay, give me a little bit of background, because if you've listened, have you listened to the show before? Yes, right?
Yes.
Okay, so give me a little bit of what you want. Tell me what you want to happen. You know how I kind of around. Go ahead. Tell me what you want to happen.
Okay. First of all, if I move, I have nowhere to go. Second of all, I have two older sisters who are off the charts toxic.
Mm.
That it's our family home that my father put in his will. I could stay here. I took care of him when he was dying. He wanted my daughter to have security because she's young.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want me in the house, so they were dishonest about things, so there's all these problems, and they want me out, and I really want them out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to get them out of my life. I have no choice,
mm-hmm.
but then
mm-hmm.
I have nowhere to go.
Okay, are you telling me that they can force you out of where you're living?
Well, they're trying to. They're trying to say what my father wanted is because we were all going to inherit the home, that we were all responsible for the big things.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't feel that it was right when I had a little daughter. I took care of him, that I pour all my money into the home, and they were going to profit at the end.
Mm-hmm.
If we were all going to profit at the end, then we all needed to be responsible for, like, say, the roof. You know, those kind of things.
Yes, yes, I get what you're saying. Okay, and so, again, can they force you out of the home?
I don't know. Because there's a problem with the taxes, which we were all supposed to be paying.
Okay, let me just give you my insight. Whew. You feel really, 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 really heavy. And when I say heavy, I mean it's just like serious. Like there's a lot of serious energy around you. There's a lot of dense energy. There's a lot of, this is really serious. I mean, I don't feel any lightness. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't feel any lightness, correct?
Okay.
I just don't feel it. And one of the things that I know, to be true, is that any time that I allow or I allow anyone else to be in the equation of my happiness or of my life, in other words, I have someone else. Okay, you're just go with it. Okay, you're standing up and you have a circle around you, and this is your life. Anytime you let anybody else in that circle that close to you, and I'm not talking about emotionally close, I'm talking about literally close to you, where they're part of your decision making, that's a problem. That's why I kept asking you if they can legally get you out of the house. What I really want to say is there a way? I'm asking you, is there a way? Because you're in the house right now, you're living here right by yourself, correct?
Yes, with my daughter.
With your daughter. And so do they have access to the house? Can they come into the house? Do they have keys to the house?
Well, they don't live around here. They live in different parts of the country.
Oh, Jesus. Well, then you got it made, honey. You got it made. Why are you even having conversations with them?
Well, I'm not, but they're still trying to get me out of the house. I mean, they lie and they lie and they lie and they lie and they just keep lying. My sister lies so much about me that she believes the lies that she tells people.
Okay. So let me say this. One of the things, because we're not going to talk about other people. We're not going to talk about
okay.
other people because we can't change other people. We can't make anybody else
yes.
do what we want.
Yes.
We can't make anybody
I agree.
Else change. So let's just talk about what you can do. And one of the things I'm going to give you an assignment, my dear Jill. I'm going to give you an assignment. One of the things I would like you to do is start becoming very self-aware. What does that mean? In other words, start really focusing on what you are focusing on. And in this conversation, most of what you're talking about are other people. It is, and it's not even about family. It's not even about cohort. It's just about
other
people.
I know.
Yeah. So,
and
yeah,
I'll tell
yeah.
you what, can I tell you why?
Please.
Being the youngest of, you know, in a family of five and everybody was selfish, I wasn't allowed to think about myself. It was not allowed. So I was trained not to, even when I got my breast removed, I was in trouble the next day because I had the TV control and my roommate didn't have it, but she had her hand operated on. But I was a bad person and I don't know how to treat my roommate. I was yelled at all day long by my father.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I had the TV control. She didn't want it and she couldn't use her hand. But he wouldn't listen. You know, that's how I was raised. I had cancer and a baby in my arms, and my father said I needed to worry about my sister because her problems were worse than mine.
So, honey, you got all of this. You got all of this because of a lifetime of conditioning and a lifetime
yes.
of what you should do and other people talking to you. And you know what's so interesting about this, and I love that you're so open and honest, thank you, is that we all of us, so listen, you are special, but don't think that you're special, that it's so special that everybody has been conditioned, myself, everybody's on the line. And so, but this is the beauty of it, Jill. This is the beauty of it. All of that stuff, now it's time to unlearn what you've learned.
And I'm working on that, but where I'm really blocked, because it was so beautiful out yesterday, I was laying in the sun, and I was like going out there into the universe, and I was checking in with myself, and you know, I'm starting to actually, on a cellular level, get the really beautiful, great things about myself. But when it comes to receiving, I am blocked. I can't break through because I was never allowed to receive because, you know, somebody would have to do something for me. My sister had to have it all, have everything. My other sister never got anything either. My mother never did anything for anyone. So I'm totally blocked. If I can break through that block, I think
okay.
a lot of things in my life would change. I'm just blocked there. I was trying.
Okay.
I'm breaking
okay.
through the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, excuse me. So listen to this. Whew. This is going to really, really, really put your seatbelt on for this one, because I don't know how
okay.
this is going to.
Well, yeah,
but
I need
to hit you with this, just like I'm going to hit you. Okay, put your seatbelt
okay.
on.
Okay. No,
you know
I
how,
want the truth because I want to be well.
Okay. And you came to the right place because that's the only thing I give out here is the truth. Okay. This is the part. With. You know how you want your sister and your family and all this father and all this other stuff, and all this stuff is in your head. I'm reaching out to you, and I'm trying to get you to see that you are not blocked from anything.
Okay.
You are not blocked. So number one, that is your new mantra. I don't even want you to use that word blocked. There is no such thing, in my opinion, as being blocked from anything.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Because I was looking for a sentence yesterday. I was telling my daughter, she's now 15, I said, I need to find that right. See, it's like what works, that wording that's going to work for me about receiving. I kept throwing things around. What is going to get in me? What wording? I was trying to find the right note, like I was explaining to her on the instrument, that right note that's going to go in. Do you know what I'm saying about receiving that I can keep telling myself?
Yes. Okay. What I need you to start doing, number one, is listen to the show more.
Okay.
That's what I really want you to do. And what I also want you to do is stop trying so hard.
That's true.
I want you to start breathing deeply. I want you to start breathing deeper throughout the day. I don't care how often it is. I just want you to catch yourself. This is your assignment. This is your assignment. I want you to, throughout the day, just take deeper breaths.
Okay.
You know, just for a minute or 2 minutes, just because I want you to start becoming more aware. This is what has to change. You, and it's all about you, have to become more aware of what you're thinking about and what you're feeling.
Yes, and that's what I've been working on.
Well, wait a minute. You don't need to work on it. Okay, you don't have to work on it. What I want you to do is just relax and ask the universe to please help. Universe, please help me with this. It's very simple, and it's very like, universe, please help me with this. Please help me to become more self-aware. Please help me to focus on myself. Please help me to only think about what I need and who I am. It's really a lightening up, and I want you to do that all throughout the day. I don't want you to. And every time, and listen, one of the things about this life is this growth and this evolution. Trust me, honey, I'm in it like three decades. Do you know how long that is?
Yeah,
that's 30 years. 30 years. So it's not going to happen overnight, but it is going to happen if you have the intention to change, to unlearn what you've learned. And you said something that is so important, because this is one of my motivations. One of my biggest motivations is my son. He's 29. Your daughter is 15. He's 29. But he is a motivation for me because, let me tell you this, I cannot teach him with my words. I can only teach him with my example. He has watched me from being a bitch on wheels to this allowing everything, no more arguing, agreeing. And he has watched me. Sometimes he doesn't even know who the hell I am. And so you have... I'm giving you even more motivation. You have a daughter that's 15 years old, and she's watching you, and she's listening to you. And I know that you talk to her about your family, correct? She knows all the story, correct?
Yes.
That has to stop.
Because I'm not passing it down to her.
No.
At all.
You are. Well, yes, you are with your energy.
Okay.
You want the truth. You are passing it down with your energy and with your vibration. I want your vibration lighter than it is.
Okay.
Yeah. So think about it. Think about it like what kind of gift you can give to your daughter. And I know that you are a fabulous mom, a fabulous, wonderful mother, and I know that you want the best for that young girl.
Yes. I do.
And I Yeah, and I also know that you want her to have the tools.
Yes, I do.
Yes. And so, I'm getting chills now. I'm getting chills. And you want her to have the tools because you want her to be able to be happy and to be content. And you want her to be able to know how to deal with this thing we call life, know how to move through,
yes.
evolve through, go through this thing called yes, right?
Yes, exactly. I do.
I'm getting chills. So that means that you have to be her example. So it's all about being more self-aware, because the more self-aware you are, the happier you are going to be. All of those things that you just told me when you came on the air are things that have been going through your head for years and years. And how
yes.
old and how many years
yes.
have you thought about what your father did or your sisters did or your family did? It's time to end it.
I'm going, shut up, stop, and I'm yelling at myself out loud.
Oh, ooh, ooh. Okay,
that's enough, and I'm yelling at myself out loud. I'm outside walking around. My neighbors probably think I'm crazy. Okay, that's enough.
No, you're not crazy, this is what I want you to do. Instead of saying that's enough, because one of the things that I had to learn to do, and I'm still learning, I'm not some great guru, is to not resist my thoughts. In other words, I can hear those thoughts in my head, and instead of saying stop, 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 how about just witnessing the thoughts? Witness the thoughts without being moved by them.
Okay, so explain to me, so it goes in, and it's not
yes.
intellectual. Explain to me how it feels when you're witnessing those thoughts.
Ooh, I love it. I love you, and I love it. What a great question. Because you know what? You are the poster child. This show is about how to, and thank you for allowing me to share with you how to do that.
You're welcome.
Here we go. Have you ever been to the theater or to the, you've been to the theater, have you ever been to the movies?
Yes.
Have you ever been to a live performance, a performance on stage?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the performance on stage. That's even a better example. You're at a performance, so you are sitting in the audience. You're at a performance. You're sitting in the audience. You got great seats, too. And all of your thoughts are on a stage. Every single thought you have about your sister, about your father, about your family trying to get you out, all of these thoughts about these other people, you're actually sitting in the audience watching and listening to these thoughts on stage. It's like a reality television show. So if you're in the audience, you can hear, you can see what's going on. You can see, you can listen to the you can listen to the words that are being said on stage. And let me give you a word. Your thoughts now are becoming your entertainment.
Okay. I'm writing it down.
Oh, good, good. Oh, when I say entertainment, I mean, you're actually viewing them, and your thoughts are, and what's on the stage is separate from you, correct?
Yes.
So that's what I want you to know, that your thoughts, number one, are entertainment. So let's start lightening everything. I want you lighter. So let's start lightening everything up. Your thoughts are on stage. They are entertainment. And guess what? This is where we're going to get. You're not going to believe this, but this is where we're going to get. You ready? You ready for this?
Okay.
You are going to be able to laugh at those thoughts. Instead of saying, stop it, because every time you say stop it, you're actually resisting. Right?
That's true.
Yeah. So with resistance comes, what's the word that rhymes with resistance?
Attraction.
No, it doesn't rhyme with resistance. With resistance, thank you so much. With resistance comes persistence. So when you resist anything, guess what happens?
What?
It keeps happening.
That's true.
Yeah. So we want to just witness. We just want you to witness your thoughts. And this is not, let me say this, this is not going to happen overnight. This is not going to resolve itself. Do you have the patience of the universe? Yes.
Yes.
There you go. Yes. So we're turning you into a woman that is the universe. I actually want you to see yourself, not as Jill, not as a separate entity. I want you to view yourself and feel that you are the universe.
I was doing that yesterday when I was laying out in the sun.
Okay, and there you go. And so you're actually starting all of it. And don't think that when you start it, it's going to just, oh, this is going to be great. I got this tomorrow. No, every moment is going to be different.
Okay.
Every
That's
moment
a good
is going to
point.
Be different. Yeah, and some days I'm really connected, and some days I'm really into the, and some days I really get, and some days, there's something that's just not feeling right. And on those days, this is when I'm just quiet. I usually don't answer the phone. Because I know if I do, that I know exactly what's going to happen. This sense of connection and feeling that you are the universe, you're going to start saying, well, what would the universe do? Well, the universe has the patience of patience. The universe knows that everything is in order. The universe knows that everything that happens is for your betterment. You found this show. You found this show because it's time. It's time for
time.
You. It is time for you. And it's time for you to know the truth. And the truth is you are a physical form of the universe. You are the universe. You are sitting in the audience and resisting nothing, and enjoying these, and finding. Okay, what's your favorite television show? I mean, what's a television show that makes you laugh, or a movie, anything that makes you laugh? What is it?
Okay, can I take a couple steps back?
Yes.
Okay, it was funny because the word truth. You said the word truth, and it gave me the chills. So yesterday, I was laying out, I was meditating, and I was like, I saw myself as a little girl, like in a candy store. I was a little girl again, and there were all these jars, and I could have whatever I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They were mine for the taking. I could have what, you know, I can have them.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that jumped out me at the most, that jumped out at me, that just totally caught me off guard, so it wasn't me, you know what I mean, that came through, was
mm-hmm.
truth.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was telling my daughter about it. I said the thing that really jumped out bigger than anything is I want truth in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really, because I came from an environment where there's no truth. I said that's... Then as the night went on, I said to my daughter, you know, what does Jesus say? I'm the way, the light, and the truth, or I'm, what does he say?
I'm the way, the light, and the truth, and the, yeah.
Right, and I was like, oh, my God, I got the chills again,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it, like, there's a message, like something came through,
mm-hmm.
and then now you said truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are the truth. It's just getting to it. You are the truth. And the truth is, again, there are things that you are going to have to do. You live a lot in your head.
Yes.
And it's time to start. And when you live a lot in your head, actually, Okay, this is going to sound really kind of a little crazy, but, you know, people are addicted to drugs or addicted to food or addicted to alcohol or whatever,
what
I'm not putting a judgment on it, believe me, not at all. What I'm saying is you have become addicted to living in your head.
But I did figure out, you're right, yeah, I agree with you. I did figure out, though, when I was a child, that was a survival mechanism. If I was in my head, then it protected me from feeling.
Okay.
That's how I survived, and now I need to change that.
That's right. And let me say this, and I've got more callers, so I want to honor everyone in the show. But let me say this, my dear Jill. I want you to, okay, what we're going to have to start doing is doing this in like little exercises. So one of your assignments this week is to, when you have these thoughts, is to witness them, just like you witnessed your experience yesterday as a child.
Okay.
Is really start saying, I'll witness whatever's in my head. I'll witness it. In other words, no resisting. I don't want you to resist. I want you to start witnessing, just witnessing. And without any judgments about, without putting any energy on what you're witnessing. In other words, I don't want your vibration to get heavy.
Okay.
I want you to witness without any judgments and any labels. Number two, I also want you to recognize how many times, because you're really into the past.
Yeah.
You are really into what happened yesterday.
Yes.
And we're not doing that anymore. And a good exercise, if you're really into yesterday, because yesterday doesn't exist unless we bring it with us, unless we wake up and, oh, let me bring yesterday with me today.
Yes.
Yeah, yesterday doesn't exist. So let me give you an example of what you can do when you're thinking about yesterday. You just start noticing colors. You use your senses. You either use the sight, smell, sound, taste. Because I'm in the studio right now. Okay, this is a brown, this is a black, this is a red, this is a blue. In other words, you really start looking at the colors around you. When you find yourself, in other words, we're training you to change these thought patterns. We're going to start creating new ways of thinking. But we're not going to try to get rid of the old ways. Forget that. Because we want to give you choices. We just want to give you new ways. We're not trying to get rid of anything because there's nothing wrong, but we're trying to give you some new tools. So when you're in a situation and you're thinking about the past, can you give me an example right now, wherever you are? How many colors do you see?
A lot.
Okay, let's start naming them. Let's start naming some colors. Look around.
Yellow, turquoise, brown.
There you go. Now you're in the present. You got me?
Yes.
Okay, so now you're in the present. And then
you get it.
Yeah, and so you can do it with all your senses. If the sight doesn't feel you, because we're all different. Some people are more sight oriented, some people are more audio oriented. Or you can start touching things and say, wow, this feels smooth, or this feels rough, or this feels hot, or this feels cold. In other words, use every one of your senses, practice using every one of your senses to get into the present moment.
What that will do is
it'll just give you choices. What I want you to do is I don't want you to get rid of anything, but I want you to have more choices.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense, yes.
Yeah, so because we want you to be, when I say we, I'm talking about the universe. Because I'm the universe, you're the universe, we want you to be more in the moment, the more in the present moment. And then you're going to be teaching your daughter also. Remember, you're here to teach your daughter also. Your daughter chose you. She needs you. She needs you to be her example. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we have a few exercises. We have a few tools. When you're into the past, and especially if the past is not feeling good, and I don't think you ever go into the past and you're thinking of something good, do you?
No.
I mean, as far as your family goes.
No.
There you
I
go.
I don't.
Right. So let's start. Now I'm going to give you another assignment. This is going to be really, really tough, too. Can you focus on something good about your experience? In other words, instead of thinking about what's wrong in that family and what happened that was wrong and didn't work and made you feel bad and made you feel like crap, let's start looking for something that was valuable to you, not to anyone else, just to you. So we're going to
In my experience?
Yeah, in other words, I can look back at my life and say, well, gee, I was spanked as a child, I was spanked as a child, even to the point of having welts on my body. And if I kept focusing on that, then of course I would feel like crap. But
yes.
I can also focus on what was good about my upbringing. So it's just a choice of what you're going to focus on.
Okay. What if there really isn't anything? It was so toxic. Like, I have to search. When I was in Albuquerque, I used to live there, and I had this woman who do a soul retrieval for me, and she also did Sandra Ingerman, who wrote the book. And when she was searching through my childhood for something good, the only thing she could find was my baptism. She couldn't find anything. She was sobbing.
Okay. Well,
how it formed me. Like, I have empathy and I have compassion and I'm a very, very kind person. And when I go out in the world, I am kind to everyone, no matter who they are, and I treat everyone the same. The homeless, doesn't matter. Everyone is a person to me.
Okay.
So I got that out of it because do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. First of all, I want you to call back. My thought was just, okay, this is what I was going to say. You are kind to everyone, but you're not kind to yourself.
Exactly, yes.
You are actually recreating all of that again. You're actually recreating that misery, and you're keeping the misery going.
Yes.
And you're keeping the misery going. You're doing that.
I know.
You're doing that.
I know I am.
Well, let's stop it. when I asked you, did your family, were they able, you said they're in different states, and I'm thinking, why are you even talking about these family members and they're not even in your, you know, around you or in your state? What I want to say is this. Let me just, because I'm so passionate about you and this, and sometimes I get so passionate I just like, come on, and let me just tone all of this stuff out. Let me just tone it all down. I want you to really look and feel what the universe feels about you. I want you to be just as kind to yourself, and we can do that with little steps, small steps. I gave you an example about when your thoughts come in your head, to just start witnessing them on a stage, no telling them to stop, just witness. Just let it flow through you. Just let it flow through you. Let it flow through you. Number two, I want you to focus on staying present. Staying present. Using the examples, using the exercises, smell, touch, what do you see? I don't care if you have to do it 100 times in 1 hour. It's just a new skill you're going to be developing. You are going to be developing new skills.
Okay.
Yes.
And write this is something down.
Yeah, and this is something else. Do you know that about my latest book?
No.
Okay. I want you to go to my website. It's RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. You should be able to find it. And I want you to order my latest book. I'm going to send it to you free shipping. It's called Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. It has everything that you need in that book. It has examples. It has different tools. It has behaviors. It gives you the information about the laws of the universe. And laws of the universe, you know these laws. The laws of resisting, the laws of vibration, you know all of them. And how you can start using these laws that are at your service. These laws are here for you to use. These laws are here. This is your power. Okay? So I want you to order that, and I will ship it to you, and I will autograph it for you if you want. Now,
okay.
I'm not pushing my book, but I really think that you would benefit from this book.
Okay.
Okay?
I like the way you put that, too, the universal, the laws are my power. That way.
Yes, yes. You have access to all of this power. It's just, you know what it is? It's just knowing which button to push. And you're pushing all of the buttons that actually take away from your power, that actually deplete your power. That's what you're doing.
True.
When you're going into the past, you're actually letting go of your power.
True.
So we want you to become more powerful, and we want you to become lighter, and we want you to be more relaxed. And we want you to get this serious. You have a serious energy about you, like it's just so serious, and we want you to lighten that up too.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Woo! You're a great caller. I love when you call. I love when you call in, Jill. Please order that book and
okay.
And keep listening. Did you get something from today's call?
I wrote it down, and it was outstanding and excellent and perfect for me right now.
Yes.
All
and
of
you
it.
Know what?
And
let
I
me
wrote
tell you something
down.
Else. Yes, right now. And I want you to stay in right now because that's all we have is right now. And tomorrow it's going to be something different. We never stop growing. We never get it done. It's always this is just a party that we're having.
True.
And you have that little girl. This is something that I want you to also do, and this is just a mother to another mother. You ready?
Okay.
Stop sharing all of this. I want you to share. In other words, I want you to be as light as you can. When I say stop sharing, let me strike that. I want you to be as light as you can with your daughter. Just be light. Because she's going to learn how to be light because of you. She's going to learn how to be open and light and look for the truth and want the truth and all of this because of you. So remember,
yes.
You are her example. You are the reason she chose to be here. She chose you as her mother. I have to be honest and say that my son at a time in my life was my only motivation because I really couldn't do it for myself. But I could get myself motivated for my son.
Okay, I know that feeling. So keep going.
There you go. Okay, sweetie, we are going to stay. You can keep on listening, order the book if you like, but thank you so much, Jill. You brought so
thank you.
Many,
thank
many,
you
many.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime. I love it when you call in.
Thank you for the support.
Yes, always. Okay, and we're going to go. We have another few more callers. We're going to go to area code 202. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your name, please, and welcome.
Good morning. My name is Sophia.
What is it again?
Sophia.
Oh, Sophia. Hi, Sophia. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's going on?
Thank you. Well, this year I'm trying to, I guess, do some things differently, and I would like to manifest certain things in my life. What has, I guess, been on my mind heavy and important to me is career and romance. And I mean, I don't want to get married tomorrow necessarily, but I would like to, you know, have something, I guess, more substantial than I've had in the past.
I love these relationship questions. I love people that want. I love it. Where's my Prince Charming, right?
Well,
hello?
I mean,
hello?
Yes.
Yes, are we telling the truth or what? Are we waiting for Mr. Prince Charming? Is that what we're doing?
Well, if I'm not waiting for somebody to fix anything or fix me or make me whole or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would like something that, you know, enhances everything. I don't have to have it. I don't need it.
Okay. All right. I hear that. And let me ask you this question. What is it that you want to manifest, my dear Sophia?
I'm like currently dating somebody and we're moving, to me, extremely slow. So I would like to, I guess, manifest,
some speed. Some speed.
Some speed, some, you know, stability, you know, something, I guess, in my eyes, more substantial of a commitment, you know.
Stability is very, very
important.
I love women. I really do. I was one of you guys for a minute or two. I love it. I love it when I was a girl. I love it. Now I'm just all spirit. But I definitely remember those days. Okay, so do you have any children?
No, I don't.
Okay, and I just want to kind of get a little bit of background information. And so you said you're with someone, and how long have you been with them?
I guess we've known each other for 3 years and kind of dating for two, I guess.
2 years, huh?
Yeah.
And so and one of the things I want to say is, listen, we all have this inner voice. We all have this inner voice. Hold on a second. I'm just typing in the chat. Just 1 second. Okay. We all have this inner voice. And so you said, I really need you to be honest here. So are you satisfied with the relationship or unsatisfied with the relationship?
Unsatisfied.
Ooh-wee! Mm-hmm. You know, your energy to me is, Jill's energy earlier was really heavy. Your energy to me is really sad. It just feels sad to me. It feels sad, and you know why? For me, I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I don't know if I'm right, but it feels like you said unsatisfied, and I could feel that because when we are unsatisfied, it doesn't feel good. It does hurt, and it does make us feel sad. Yeah, dissatisfaction doesn't feel good, right?
Yeah.
And guess whose responsibility that is?
It's our own. It's mine.
That's right. So if you are dissatisfied, guess what? You have to make a change. See, we cannot rely on anybody else for our happiness, for our satisfaction. Right?
Right.
Now, one of the things I definitely know, one of the things that I know is you've known all of this. You already know. You know the truth. You know if this person is quote unquote right for you. I don't even like to use this word right, Mr. Right. What I like to say is compatible energy. You know if this person is compatible energy or not. Correct?
Yeah, correct.
And is he compatible energy? It's either yes or no. That's my girl. That's my girl, the one that's laughing. That's who I wanted. That's who I want. That's right. That's my girl. That's right, honey. Mm-hmm.
Okay, So I guess you're saying he's not.
No, I'm not saying anything. You're saying it. And you're saying it because of what you know. You tell me.
Well, I feel like he is.
Oh, you do? Then why are you so dissatisfied?
Maybe it's not compatible at this time.
Okay.
Because I guess if... Yeah.
And I talked to our first caller. You heard the call, Jill, earlier. It is really, really important to be responsible for how you, for your choices, for your decisions, and for your life's journey. It's really your responsibility. I want to say that this dissatisfaction has nothing to do with this person. It has nothing to do with this person. The dissatisfaction has something to do with you're not being satisfied with the person in the mirror. There is nobody in my life that can make me feel dissatisfied. No one. But I can look in the mirror and feel dissatisfied. Easy. But it's never about another person.
That makes sense.
And this is the thing. What I used to do is I used to think it was about somebody else. And it's actually called getting distracted. This is what I used to do. I used to distract myself with relationships, or I would distract myself with traveling, or I would distract myself with whatever, getting angry, whatever you want to plug in there, whatever you want to plug in. But it always comes down to that person in the mirror and being satisfied with self. Anytime that anybody else is in your head, it's just a distraction. It's a distraction from doing what you need to do, and it's a distraction from taking on the responsibility of making and creating your own happiness and your own contentment and your own peace. Because if you were satisfied and happy in your own life, nobody's going to Prince Charming, if he's moving fast or he's moving slow, that's whatever he wants to do. Who cares? He's moving fast, he's moving slow. The relationship is going slow. All right. Why are you allowing some other entity to bring you satisfaction or dissatisfaction?
Well,
are you listening to me?
I am listening. I am listening because No, honestly, because this is, you know, something that I've been working on, because I did realize, or maybe halfway realize, that it can't all be about this person, because
yes.
whether they're there or not, I still have to have control of my life and control of what I want to do. And I realized that I actually, you know, like you said, it's a hard truth to say, I'm not happy with where I am professionally, spiritually, just in, you know, physically. I'm not happy with myself in all those different ways. And I guess maybe I'm trying to reach out and change something about an aspect to myself, like, okay, change my relationship with this person, and that will start to bring something. And then I'll start working out, and then I'll feel better about my self-image, and then I'll start doing this. So I have been going back and forth with focusing energy on that and then focusing energy on myself, because recently we took, or I decided to take, you know, like a two-week just step back and not talk to, you know, anyone romantic, but not, you know, just for clarity and all that. And, you know, reading books and going to the gym and all that. And that felt good. You know, it feels like what I guess is supposed to is what is supposed to happen. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that I don't have some type of feelings or attachment for this person, or I do want it to work out. And maybe it's not for the right reasons, or maybe it's familiarity or something like that. But I do feel like, okay, I do want it to work out with this person, but first I need to be a whole person.
Ooh-wee.
And I feel like I'm not.
But you know what? Oh, my God. That is you. You know, you and Jill today, I just love my audience. I love your honesty. I was getting chills. I still have chills through everything that you said. You are absolutely right, and you already know it. It's time for my dear Sophia, and I want to tell you something. It's time for you to start feeling good about you. It's time for you to start taking care of you. One of the things that I say on this show, I don't know if you've listened before, one of the things I say is that you are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, and you're always changing. Love is patient and love is kind. I want you to be kind and patient with yourself, Sophia. I want you to be your own best friend. And like I told Jill earlier, it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight, but now we're going to be starting this today. And there's going to be some days when it's not going to feel so wonderful, because believe me, I don't skip every day through the tulips. Trust me, honey. I'm not skipping through the tulips every single day. Sometimes I hit a pebble, and sometimes I hit a boulder. So this life is all about the experience. But now that you know, well, you already knew. But, I mean, I almost could cry just listening to your honesty. And I want you to really, really understand that you spoke the truth here. You spoke the truth. And if you have to go back and listen to the show again, especially your part, please do. Put it on a loop. You're right. And I want you to start looking in the mirror, and I want you to feel good about you right now. I don't care how you look. I don't care how much you weigh. I don't care what you eat. I don't care if you meditate, if you don't meditate. I want you to really start being your own best friend and saying, what would make me feel good? Before you do anything, what would make me feel good? What would make Sophia feel good in this moment? And if it's going to the gym, go to the gym. If it's whatever, I want you to start really, I mean, listen, you don't have any kids. Come on, it's time for you. It's time to start taking care of you. It's time to start romancing you. Whew. Yes?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
So like, how does that actually happen? Do you say, you know, okay, well, I'm not going to see anybody for right now. I'm just going to kind of go in my cubby hole and do my own thing? Or, I mean, like,
okay, let me say
break
this.
Those relationships off.
No. Let's say that we're not making any drastic moves. No drastic moves. One of the things that I had to learn is that I cannot plan for what's going to happen tomorrow. I cannot plan what's going to happen in the future. I definitely know how I feel in this moment. I definitely know what I want to do in this moment. I don't even know what the hell I'm going to do this afternoon. So I don't want you to put any, I don't want you to put any more pressure on yourself to, well, do I have to do this and do I have to do that? No. You don't have to do anything. But what I want you to do is start feeling. I want you to start feeling how things feel to you. I want you to start feeling how your actions feel to you. And everybody can feel whether it feels good or whether it feels like, or whether it feels like crap, or whether it feels the opposite of good. Everybody can feel that. So I want you to start getting a little bit more in tune with how you're feeling. If you want to call this guy and say, hey, you want to go to the movies, does that feel good to you? If it feels good, make the call. If it doesn't feel good, don't make the call. No planning for the future. No planning for, well, do I? Nope. We're going to start feeling through this life, honey. We're going to start feeling through all of it. And I really want you to start doing things that make you feel good. I want you to start being really, really, some people use the word selfish. I don't care. I think selfish is a good term. I want you to really, really start taking care of you. Does it feel good? Yeah, I'm going to do it. Make sense? That's where we start.
Oh,
how does that feel?
I feel lighter.
Yes.
I mean, just hearing that, because just what you said, that is literally my life. I plan things, and of course, they never go as planned. Or, you know, I just feel like I have to control every single output. So, you know, if I say, okay, I'm going to start doing this, so this means that I have to do this, and it puts so much pressure, but I feel like I have to do it. If I'm going to do one thing, then I have to leave another thing, or I have to not do this thing, and I have to, you know, close it off, solidify it, get closure on it, and move past it. And it's just so much.
Yes. Listen, you're talking to a recovering controlaholic. You're talking to a woman that had expectations and attachments to every freaking thing on this planet.
Yes, yes.
And controlling and having expectations and attaching to anything and anyone subtracts from your happiness and takes away your power. I know it's going to sound crazy, but... What?
You said control and attachments to anything or anyone takes away your power.
That's right. Takes away your power and subtracts from your happiness. When I said I don't know what I'm going to do this afternoon, believe me, I have no idea. Whatever the universe puts in front of me, and that happens on every single day, every day. Unless I have to get on a plane or unless I have to go to work. I actually have to teach an aerobic class in about 2 hours. I have to do that. But... Other than that, I'm letting the universe drive. I want you to visualize you're sitting in the back seat of a Bentley. Your feet are up, and the universe is driving. You don't have to drive anymore, Sophia. You don't have to do anything anymore. Relax. Let it go. One of the hardest things for me was to let go of the control. Did I say I was a controlaholic? I was really good at it, too. Really good. Let go. Let go.
Wow.
Yep. You are lighter. I got chills through this whole call. as soon as you started talking and as soon as you started being really, really honest. Because you called with one thing, and it really wasn't about him. It's never about the other person. It's always about us and what we need to do. But isn't that great? That's our power. It's us, and what do we need to do? We have the power to make ourselves feel any way we want. It's not manifesting anything in this life. It's about feeling. And when I say feeling, it's because we're all energy. We're all energy. And this is, I know I threw this out too with the book, but I would love for you to order the book. This is the same thing. I mean, I talk about relationships. I talk about controlling. I talk about the difference between being dissatisfied and satisfied. Because we all are energy, and we're putting out this energy in every single moment. So whatever energy you're putting out there is the same energy you're going to be attracting. That's the power, because the lighter we feel, the lighter our journey is going to be. I'm not going to say we're not going to have challenges, but we're going to go through our challenges with this light energy. We're going to go through our challenges with lightness as opposed to this heaviness. Makes sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
So you don't have to cancel any dates. You don't have to do anything, honey. Just do what feels good to you. What are you going to do the rest of it? What are you going to do? What feels good to you? Give me five things that really just make you feel great.
I actually like working out. I like jogging. I like yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm boring as it sounds. I like going to lectures.
Mm-hmm.
There's a particular place I like going to lectures at. I live in D.C., so during the summer months, it's warm at night. Typically, I like taking walks at night, you know, around the monuments or just around the neighborhood. And I like spending time riding bikes, too. I like spending time with my twins, my sister.
Mm-hmm. How about massages? You like getting pedicures and manicures and massages?
Oh, I love that. I love that.
There you go.
In fact, I need to get a manicure today.
Let's start doing more of the things that make you feel good. That's your assignment. What a horrible thing. What a horrible assignment, huh?
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
just start doing more.
It sounds so easy.
Yes. Let me tell you something. This life is really easy. We've complicated it. But the truth is really simple and really easy. And it's all about unlearning and just enlightening everything up and letting – what I always like to say is, you know, when you, I don't know if you've traveled, but when I've traveled sometimes, I overpack. I hate it when I overpack. Oh, my goodness. I'm going someplace for 2 days and I have five suitcases. What kind of sense does that make?
Nice.
So what I'm saying is we're walking around with all of these suitcases and we don't even have to pack them. Let's get rid of some of these suitcases. Let's start unpacking. It is simple. It is easy. And we're all different. There's 7.2 billion people on this planet, and everybody is different. I want you to find some – I'm giving you some ideas, but I can't pretend to figure this out for you. That's actually your job and your responsibility. But I can kind of, you know, help you with different perspectives.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You feel good. You feel really, really good. Oh, my God. I can't believe the time is already – I would love for you to call back and please stay in contact. And you feel lighter than you felt before when you first called.
Oh, definitely. I definitely do.
And I can feel your smile, too. I can feel it. I can feel it. Oh, there's the giggle. I love it. I love it. Okay, so we are going to please stay in contact with me, okay, Sophia? I love your honesty, and I love that you were so open, and let's go right now. Whew, what a great, great Sunday morning. That's all the time we have in the show. My guest did not show up. Oh, well, that's what happens from time to time. But my guest not showing up, did that affect my happiness? Hell no. Do you feel any kind of different energy? My guest didn't show up. Oh, Jesus. Roll with it all, people. Roll with it all. Resist nothing. Allow it all. Relax and flow and flow and flow. Think of yourself as you're on this really comfortable raft, and you're just floating down a river, just nice and easy, and just floating and just floating, nice and easy. This life is really easy. Now, there's going to be a little, little currents, but when you have the basic tools, it does become a lot easier. You can, if you like the information on this program, you can always go to my website and go to the coaching programs that I offer at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. My latest book, Reality Spirituality, it's been out for a month. It is a great book. I'm telling you, it's an easy read. It's a fun read. It's got it's all about happiness. It's called Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. I talk about happiness and death, happiness and money, happiness and relationships, happiness, how to maintain that peaceful contentment regardless of what happens to you, regardless of your circumstances, regardless if the guy is dragging his feet, regardless of, it doesn't matter. We have the responsibility and we have the power to create whatever kind of life we want. And when I say create, I'm not talking about manifesting money or manifesting things or manifesting a house. I'm talking about feeling good about everything. Is it possible? I am a happiness specialist. It is possible. It is possible. Trust me. Go to my website, and you can also email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com, and you can receive a free monthly newsletter. Of course, I'm late on my newsletter this month. That's because I haven't been inspired to send it out yet. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook, Reality Spirituality, and like my Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And until next time, until next week, remember, you are a physical extension of the universe. You are the universe. You're always evolving, and you're always changing. You're always growing. Be kind. Be patient to yourself. Look in the mirror and be that person's best friend. Also, patience. Rome wasn't built in a day, cliche. Be patient. Be patient with everything. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. I'll talk to you again next week.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now, what I'm about to say.
Time to get.